This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
The small WA town of Margaret River, 3 hours south of Perth, will hold its inaugural Mardi Gras celebration next weekend, a free festival celebrating Rainbow Pride and host Margaret River Region's first public same-sex marriage wedding. Dina Curie spoke to Mardi Gras founder Rebecca Hannon about how this event came about.
Where it all started from was I thought about doing a charity dinner, and because I thought that I could manage that by myself, and I just had this vision of drag queens driving through Margaret River in a convertible, and I was chatting to a friend of mine about that, and he was like, "That's a cool idea. Why don't we start Margaret River's own Mardi Gras?" I was like, "Ooh, I like that." And then spoke to a couple more people, and I spoke to a few people that I really trusted, and because I got a good response from them, it kind of made me brave enough to speak to a few more people and get some on board, and it just exploded from there. So it's just a really fun thing to do, and I'm loving it. It's great that it's a good base for future years to come. I'm looking forward to when we can actually have a proper parade through town too.
Last year, during the postal survey, Rebecca Hannon, the founder of Margaret River's first Pride event, Mardi Gras, gave birth to an idea that creates a fun, inclusive annual event that promotes Margaret River not only as a wedding destination for all weddings, but a place to celebrate equality for everyone.
It came about from lots of discussions on ways we could bring the community back together after a really long and hurtful plebiscite. And, we had lots of support from the local community here, so we sort of wanted to be able to bring everybody back together again after it.
And you thought, why not start a Pride Festival?
Yeah.
Start off small.
Yeah. I know, totally. Well, we also had, because I was pretty vocal throughout the campaigning, and there were so many people that offered support, even people that I didn't know. And then when the actual yes vote came through, a lot of people kept saying to me, "Well, you have to get married. We want to share that with you." And mine and my partner's, Sunny, in our hearts, we are married. We had the full wedding back in 2005. And so we thought, well, we might as well legalise that and bring the community together and celebrate. We've got a wonderful community spirit down here, and there's so many layers to why we wanted to start this. The other point is that it's a fantastic wedding destination, and Margaret River is a very diverse community, and everybody's really got on board. Like, so far, we've got 54 businesses and people that have actually come on board and donated either their goods, their services, or their products by way of in-kind donations or sponsorship to be able to show their support. So that's just been really phenomenal. Because we only decided to do this on the actual day that the laws were passed, it was the 6th of December, I think, isn't it? So this has been pulled together really, really very quickly. So we weren't able to do like a march or anything like that. So we've just sort of adapted around that for this year. Yeah, so it's probably, it's different in the fact that we're not going to have a big parade, but we are going to have a wonderful festival of people being together and celebrating. In regional areas too, it's a little bit harder for younger people to be able to comfortably come out. So the other thing that I'm wanting to create from that is that feeling of inclusion and knowing that it's safe and it's okay as well, that there's a network and help to build a network, because that's something that we don't have a lot of down here. I mean, there are some groups and people, but it's not as big as what it is up in the city. So sort of helping to bring those people to get together to form new networks and support groups is a really important thing to do as well.
This Saturday, the River Hotel in Margaret River is transformed into an inclusive space filled with entertainment, including music, dancing, drag queens, cool cars and more.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Perth Drag Queens. We've been working quite closely with them. They're headlining the event and they've just been awesome. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them. We've got Jordan Bruno as our MC. We've got some performances from some local performers down here. So there's the Margaret River Community Band that's going to be playing. There's a surprise performance. And we've also got the belly dancers that are going to be putting on a show, unicorn rides for kids and bouncy castles and face painting and hair painting. So there's going to be quite a lot of activity. We've got the River Hotel is our major sponsor, and we've also got Willow Grill, who are our gold sponsors, and they're going to be having some really nice gourmet treats down there as well for us.
But that's not all. They have a competition to be the Queen of Mardi Gras, where anyone can channel their inner queen and show Margaret River what you've got.
We do have a competition to be the Queen of Mardi Gras. Yeah, and that's an inclusive competition, so anybody over 18 can participate in that. So you've basically got to dress in your best drag. It's a bold competition that we thought we'd put out there and see what happens for a little bit of fun. A lot of people really like to dress up as well, don't they, and just get into the spirit of it. We've got Scarlett Adams from Perth Drag Queens, and she's given her top 10 tips, which are going to be released soon in our paper and our releases on how to dress like a true queen.
When making an inclusive event in a regional space, it's important to think of everyone, not just those in the LGBTIQ community, which is what makes regional pride celebrations truly special and different to the big parties in the main cities.
Inclusion is a really important part of what we're doing. We're wanting to create an inclusive community. There's been so much exclusion that's gone on, and we want to do the complete opposite to that. Strong, healthy, thriving communities are really important, and it's really just about being a bit brave and testing the boundaries a little and bringing people together in a really fun, flamboyant way.
It doesn't mean it's all rainbows and flowers in regional Australia, but it isn't as isolating as people may think, Rebecca adds.
Absolutely, yeah. I have seen a couple of little negative comments from people sort of basically implying to leave it up in the city, and that's what I think is really sad, because I believe that you should be able to be comfortable and be yourself wherever you are.
Mardi Gras is happening this Saturday at the Margaret River Shire Gardens, celebrating equality and pride. If you'd like to find out more, you can head to mardigras.com.au. That's mardigras.com.au.
We want to promote Margaret River as being a great region for the LGBTI community.
Anywhere you can get a unicorn ride is a good place for the LGBTI community. That was Dina Curie reporting on the Mardi Gras Festival with founder Rebecca Hannon.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.